الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي سيئا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما praise be to Allah praise be to Allah the Lord of all the worlds we praise him we seek his help we seek his forgiveness we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves whom Allah guides there is none who can lead him astray and whom Allah leads astray there is none who can guide him aright I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet, O ye who believe. Ask blessings upon him and greet him with a word of greeting. I'm about. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, today we would like to pick up on something we mentioned in the last khutbah we gave you about a month ago. I don't know how many people remember. But inshallah, we'd like to keep awareness about us because only the aware person can protect himself from the difficulties and the pitfalls and the dangers that surround us in this hayat dunya. So, inshallah, let us see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the hayat dunya and be aware of where we are and what we need to do, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi min shaitani rajim, bismillahi rahmani rahim, إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبت الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام وحتى أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أحدها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا ونهارا فدعوناها حسيدا كأنما فعلنا بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this ayat of dunya in translation the likeness of the light of the present is as rain which we send down from the sky and its mingling arises the produce of the earth which produces food for men and animals. It grows till the earth is clad with its golden ornaments and decked out in beauty, and the people to whom it belongs think they have all powers of disposal over it. Then there reaches it our command by night or by day, and we make it like a harvest, clean mown, as if it had never flourished only the day before. Thus do we explain the signs in detail for those who reflect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the life of this world is like rain that comes from the sky. So we look at ourselves and look at the life that we have, that animated feature, that roof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that lets us move and speak and think and be alive, is like the rain. Because the rain in the metaphor is the animating factor for life on this planet. Without the water, everything would be a desert. If everything was invested, then everything would be dead, basically. So that rain is equipment to your roof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into your body, and when the body and the roof come together, form the nafs. And that nafs, just like the earth was given life, that nafs was given life by the roof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah sent you down, just as rain comes down from the sky, He sent you down to this earth, to this dunya, and sent you to this dunya, and you start to grow. You start to produce certain things. Your intellect grows, you go to school, you do well in school, you produce A's and B's, and you can read and you can write, and you produce pride in your family, and you produce a person that advances, that starts to move along, and then you finish the kindergarten, and then the first grade, second grade, third grade, so forth and so on. Junior high school, you may be on the football team, you may be on the track team, you may be on the debate team, you have accomplishments that start to grow just as this water from the sky starts to grow things on the earth. And your accomplishments start to feed you, because they always come to the universities if you get that far, and they want the best talent, to give them the best jobs that make the most money, that then start to feed yourself. You earn your livelihood from this, from your accomplishments, from this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Just as the rain falls and the seeds start to grow, and they go through different stages, and then they become food for human beings and for animals. And then you have so many accomplishments, you get a job, you become the president of the company, and everybody knows you and who you are, and you're successful, and you have a big house, and you have a car, and you have plenty of money, and your children go to the best schools, and your life is beautified by these things. Just as the earth is beautified by the vegetation that grows upon it from this rain, from this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the people that it belongs to, meaning the field and the produce, or in your case, you, your life, you think your life belongs to you, when you think, I have control over this. I did this. Look at my accomplishments. This is my CV over here. My curriculum vitae, for those of you who don't know CV. This is my resume, this is what I did. And so you think you have control over it. You meet someone who, you know, doesn't have as many accomplishments as you, and you say, but you just don't have it. Like, I got it. And we know, we see Allah talks about this in the parable of the man with the genitain, with the two gods. He says to his friend, well, I got more than you got. You know, because why? Because I'm more talented than you are. I have more control over my life than you do. You haven't done good with your life. And Allah says, when the person who thinks that they have control over it, then He sends His command by night or by day. In the case of the field of crops, He sends a hurricane. Gone. New Orleans, 2004, gone, just like that. All these things that took years and years to build, gone. In your case, they carry you to the maqbara, to the cemetery, gone, just like that. All your accomplishments and your life and everything, it's gone. Why do I do this? To let you know, you don't have control over it. It's Allah that has control over it. Allah says, my command comes by night or by day. And nobody knows if they're going to make it to this evening. You woke up this morning, but they may be burying you tomorrow morning. And if they don't bury you tomorrow morning, they may bury you the next night. So by night or by day, Allah calls His prophet and causes it to be finished. And Allah gives you this similitude And he says that it's just as if it never existed the day before. Never existed. If you need an example of what that means, I was walking down the street and I remember Brother Luke Mann. You all remember Brother Luke Mann, who used to make a van outside. And I said, well, Brother Luke Mann's not making a van anymore outside. And 20 years from now, probably nobody will remember that he used to do it. It's like it never existed. And this is your life. And this too. Except for the good things that you do. Except for the things that you do feasibly now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that thus do we explain the signs in detail to those who reflect. And so, if it seems like, you know, I'm always telling you about this, it's because you forget about it. This, as we talked about the last time, this dunya is very deceptive. It'll have you thinking that, oh, I got time. I got time to make hajj. I got time to give zakat. I got time to catch up on the 2 years worth of prayers I missed. I got time, I got time, I got time. Well, I said, ain't nothing inside of that request. By the time, verily, man is in loss. And so Allah is giving you this exclamation in detail to show you you don't have all the time that you may think you have. Because it's not in your hands. It's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should be constantly working on trying to improve yourself. And why do I always talk about this? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it. Allah says in the next ayah, Uzubillah min shaitanir rajeem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wallahu yadu illa daru salam. Wa yahdi man yasha'u illa siratin mustaqim. Salakallahu alayhi. Allah says in translation, but Allah doth call you to the home of peace. He doth guide whom He pleases to the way that is straight. So, some people don't like it when you talk about this dunya. They want to see why you have to talk about it. So, Allah talks about it bad. If Allah talks about it good, I would talk about it good. But it doesn't say Allah called you to the ayat of dunya. It says Allah calls you to the Dar es Salaam, the home of peace. And that, as the khatib, that's what I have to do. I have to call you to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you, even if you don't like it. I have to make you remember and make myself remember so that we can do what is necessary to be successful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He calls to the home of peace, and that we should do that. And this is the reminder, this Juma, all of the things in Islam are there. Allah said He sent the book as a reminder, as a dhikr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, Uzubillah min shaitanir rajeem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَذَكَّرْ إِنَّ فَأَتِ ذِكْرَى سَيَذَكَرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Alaq, therefore give admonition in case the admonition profits the hearer. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we will all profit from this admonition, not from me, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says the admonition will be received by those who have taqwa. So if you don't like to hear about your death, check your taqwa. If you don't like to be reminded that you don't have all the time in the world, check your taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but this message will be avoided by those who are most unfortunate. And we've seen people who you tell them, you know, yeah, you know, we need to get prepared and because we're going to meet others. Don't talk about that. Don't say that. You know? Don't talk about anything about that. I was with some people the other day. Some good, very good friends of mine. They're not Muslim. But my mother passed away, many of you may know, a couple of months ago. And I was saying to my friend and his mother, who was about the same age as my mother, she was saying, yeah, you know, we all have to go that way. And he said, Mom, don't talk about it. Don't say that. As if not saying it is going to prevent it from happening. We're Muslims. We don't do that. We face the reality of life, and then we can deal with the reality of life. And that's why you have so many people out here running around after Talut, after false things, because they're trying to delay the inevitable, the inevitable, the yaqeen, the certainty. But it's up to us to keep reminding ourselves so that we can take each day that we get in this hayat dunya and use it for the best of purposes. We're all subject to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you like the life of this world. And it's easy to like. You know, particularly if you got all those accomplishments we talked about. It's easy to like. I love it here. But you can't stay here. And you know that. And those things that you have that you think will put stand between you and the death, we know that that's not true. So you better use them to help you when the death comes. Use your money to do something good with it. Not what you think is good, but what Allah said is good. Give sadaqah. Give to the people who are needy. Spend for it to build the masjid. Help to educate someone in Islamic understanding. Give for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use your car to drive some people to the masjid or take them back to work. Things like when then the things of the dunya start to work for you and not against you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْآخِرَةَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And the hereafter is better for you and more lasting. And even in the face of this, we still struggle. But the reminder will help those who have taqwa, and that is why we do it. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآخِرَةَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What are we talking about? What does Allah have? Why is the akhirah better than the life of this dunya? Well, Allah says in His book, truly, the muttaqun, those who are pious and righteous people, will be admitted to gardens with water springs. It will be said to them, enter the Jannah in peace and security. We will save them from, we shall remove from their breasts any deep feeling of bitterness that they may have, so that they will be like brothers facing each other on thrones. No sense of fatigue shall touch them, nor shall they ever be asked to leave. Isn't this what we want? Wouldn't we all like to truly, truly be brothers? Well, I know you got my back, you know I got your back. Well, you know there's no animosity between us, that we're together, we're content, we're in a place of safety together, enjoying each other's company, and we'll never have to leave. Is that better, or is it what's here better? Each person striving to get what they can get, and, you know, I'll give you a little bit of what I got, but don't ask me too much of it. You asked me last week, so you get to go because he's going to buy a house. Right? Which is better? When we all have everything we need, or when we're struggling trying to keep what we got and do a little something like on the side? This is the accurate versus the doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in another ayah in the Quran, my slaves, no fear shall be on them this day, nor shall they grieve who believed in our ayat and were Muslims. Into Jannah, you and your wives in happiness, trays of gold and cups will be passed around them. Therein, all that the inner selves could desire and all that the eyes could delight in, you will abide therein forever. This is the Jannah which you have been made to inherit because of your deeds, which you used to do. Therein for you will be fruits and plenty of which you will eat. This is the dunya. This is the akhirah versus the dunya. Do you have plenty that you can eat here? Maybe some of us do, but some of us don't. You know? That's why we have to give sadaqah, because some people don't. So these are the things that we are talking about. These are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. And just the last one, it is reported in a hadith reported by Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his Rabb, who amongst the inhabitants of the Jannah will be the lowest in rank? He said, it will be a person who will be admitted to the Jannah last of all when all the dwellers of the Jannah have entered the Jannah. It will be said to him, enter the Jannah, but he will say, my Rabb, how should I enter while the people have settled in their apartments and taken their shares? It will be said to him, you will be satisfied and pleased if you have a kingdom like that of the monarchs of the world. And he will say, I will be content, my Rabb. Allah will say, then for you is that, and the like of 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 that. He will say at the fifth time, I am well pleased, my Rabb. Allah will say, it is for you and 10 times more like it. You will have whatever your soul desires and whatever your eyes could delight in. He will say, I am well pleased, my Rabb. Musa said, who will be the highest rank in the Jannah? Allah said, they are those whom I choose and establish their honor with my own hand. I attest with my seal that they will be blessed with such bounties as no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human mind has perceived. This is from Sahih Muslim. So you see, even in the worst case scenario, you'll be 10 times, 50 times richer than any king that ever lived on this earth. And in the best case scenario, you will have things that you can't imagine. So this is what we're striving for, my brothers and sisters. This is the goal that we have to keep reminding ourselves of, because as I said, this dunya is deceptive, and we start to think that, well, a Mercedes now, depending, even if I got to do a little something like this to get it, is better than something, I don't know. Why? Because you don't see it. You haven't seen these things. It's part of the al-Raqib. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is guidance for those people who believe in the Al-Raqib. So we have to keep focus. We have to keep the shaitan from getting us deviated. We have to keep the dunya from deceiving us. We have to keep our nafs from deceiving us. And it takes work, and it takes togetherness, and it takes reminding, and we can only do this if we cooperate with each other and remind each other and do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. May Allah help us to keep these things in remembrance and to accomplish them, inshaAllah. Allahumma kulli muslimin wa muslimat. Al-mu'minin wa al-mu'minat. Al-aqa'i minu ma'amin wa al-aqa'i. Innaka sami'u kubibu mujibu wa wa'atira wa al-alamin. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyya minnani bil-imani an aminu bi rabbikum fa'amata. Rabbana fakirana zunubana wa kafir anna sayatina wa salatana malabra. ربنا وأتنا ما وأتنا على رسلك ولا تخزينا يوم القيامة إنك لتوفي الفوزين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة.